Americans love their cars. What we don't love so much, though, is the congestion and sprawl and air pollution they produce. Add to that cars' greenhouse gas emissions, and you've got people around the country rethinking our reliance on cars. One alternative that's gaining a lot more attention these days is bicycles. For instance, the climate bill that recently passed the House of Representatives would provide new incentives to make communities more bike-friendly. Of course, some cities are already well ahead of the game. As part of our series on energy and climate policy in Europe, Kathleen Schock takes us to a place where people are more likely to hop on a bike than get behind the wheel.
Meet Rob van Kint, age 66. He lives in Amsterdam.
This is my bike.
He keeps his bike in the vestibule by the front door.
Wherever I have to go, if I go to my friend, I take the bike. If I want to buy a book, I take the bike.
He wheels it down the steps and out into the street. Flocks of cyclists spin by, men in business suits, women in dresses, some toting groceries or kids. This is an alternate universe, a big city where cars are allowed, but where bikes rule. City transportation official Ria Hilhorst says that's especially true in the heart of the city.
About half of all trips is made by bike, and we are very proud of it, I can tell you.
And even when you include Amsterdam's outlying areas, residents take more trips by bike than by car. It wasn't always like this.
25 years ago, this would be just cars where we sit now.
Amsterdam's cycling promoter Pascal van den Noort heads a group called Velo Mondial. He's sitting at an outdoor cafe. He says by the 1970s, cars were getting more and more popular here. The city paved over many of the old canals to make room for them. Still, traffic jams kept getting worse.
And we had a choice between leaving Amsterdam as it was, making totally car-free, or doing somewhere in the middle. And we chose in a referendum for the middle option.
Voters decided to turn the city back over to bikes by gradually squeezing out cars. Every year, the number of parking spaces shrinks and the cost of parking climbs. Parking your car now can cost $7 to $8 an hour. Drivers crawl through a maze of one-way streets where the speed limit is typically under 20 miles an hour. And bikes can go lots of places where cars can't. The result?
When you would like to go by car from Amsterdam South to Amsterdam North, it will take you approximately an hour. When you do that by bike, 30 minutes will do the trick.
Van den Noort proves it. We climb on bikes and veer onto a wide strip of pavement with a cemetery on one side and a creek on the other.
Until recently, this was a road for cars, and now there's only pedestrians and cyclists.
When we cross the street, cars stop for us. Even when we turn onto a major thoroughfare at the end of this path, we're protected.
The cycle path is separated from the city streets by parked cars and parked bicycles and some bush.
The Dutch say this is key.
In the Netherlands, the bike routes are so separate that it's not possible to have an accident with a car.
Hans Voorknecht is International Bicycle Coordinator for the Netherlands. He says the problem with many bike lanes in the U.S. is that they sit between parked cars and traffic.
It's dangerous because a lot of people get doored in the U.S. They pass cars and the car drivers just open their door. And then you usually get launched onto the street.
Forknecht says a bike path between parked cars and the sidewalk can broaden cycling's appeal. You don't need to be young and daring and have lightning reflexes to feel safe. Here, the very fact that so many ordinary people cycle makes cycling safer. Car drivers think like cyclists and watch out for them.
Car drivers are bicyclists themselves also, because 60% of the Dutch people bicycle at least three times a week. So when they turn right, they know probably there will be a bike on this bike path, so I better look out.
Cycling has its drawbacks, even here. Bike theft is a problem, and bike lanes get congested, complains Pascal van den Noort. His pet peeve? Bikes with big cargo containers, often pedaled by moms.
And in front is three of the kids having breakfast in the morning. And they are phoning at the same time with the girlfriends and doing their makeup. And that doesn't go fast. And if you're stuck behind those, and it's two or three of those, then you're really in trouble.
Parking can be a hassle, too. Bikes are everywhere, fastened to everything. But Amsterdam is working on this. Near the train station, it's built two huge modern parking garages, one underground and one four stories high. just for bikes. For The World, I'm Kathleen Schalk, Amsterdam.
And you can see a picture gallery of Amsterdam's bicycle infrastructure at theworld.org.